At that time, Yahuwah said to me, cut 2 stone tablets like the first and come up to me onto the mountain and make an ark of wood. I will write on the tablets the words that were on the first tablets which you broke, and you shall put them in the ark. So I made an ark of acacia wood and cut 2 stone tablets like the first and went up onto the mountain having the 2 tablets in my hand. He wrote on the tablets according to the first writing, the 10 commandments, which Yahuwah spoke to you on the mountain out of the middle of the fire in the day of the assembly, and Yahuwah gave them to me. I turned and came down from the mountain and put the tablets in the ark which I had made, and there they are as Yahuwah commanded me. The children of Israel traveled from Beeroth Benejaakon to Mosherah. There Aaron died, and there he was buried, and Eleazar his son ministered in the priest's office in his place. From there they traveled to Gudgoda, and from Gudgoda to Jotbatha, a land of brooks of water. At that time Yahuwah set apart the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of Yahuwah's covenant, to stand before Yahuwah to minister to him, and to bless in his name to this day. Therefore Levi has no portion nor inheritance with his brothers. Yahuwah is his inheritance, according as Yahuwah your Elohim spoke to him. I stayed on the mountain, as at the first time, 40 days and 40 nights, and Yahuwah listened to me that time also. Yahuwah would not destroy you. Yahuwah said to me, arise, take your journey before the people, and they shall go in and possess the land which I swore to their fathers to give to them. Now, Israel, what does Yahuwah your Elohim require of you, but to fear Yahuwah your Elohim, to walk in all his ways, to love him, and to serve Yahuwah your Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul, to keep Yahuwah's commandments and statutes, which I command you today for your good. Behold, to Yahuwah your Elohim belongs heaven, the heaven of heavens, and the earth, with all that is in it. Only Yahuwah had a delight in your fathers to love them, and he chose their offspring after them, even you above all peoples, as it is today. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. For Yahuwah your Elohim, he is Elohim of gods and master of masters, the great Elohim, the mighty and the awesome, who doesn't respect persons or take bribes. He executes justice for the fatherless and widow, and loves the foreigner in giving him food and clothing. Therefore love the foreigner, for you were foreigners in the land of Egypt. You shall fear Yahuwah your Elohim. You shall serve him, you shall cling to him, and you shall swear by his name. He is your praise, and he is your Elohim, who has done for you these great and awesome things which your eyes have seen. Your fathers went down into Egypt with 70 persons. And now Yahuwah your Elohim has made you as the stars of the sky for multitude.